Man standing for a few moments, I'm going to give you the prophecy. I was praying in the spirit and I heard the word, get go. What is this? And here's what he says. Glory, glory. The giving of mega blessings are flowing in and through your life from this moment forward. Thank you for your enthusiasm. It's time to enlarge your walk with me to my glory. Be not afraid. You will operate in unmeasurable wisdom. Those who thought they knew you and how you would come out in life will be shocked. And some will become angry. But you must constantly walk in love and help as many who respect you and let you show them what great thing the Lord have done for you. By you obeying his word and following the leading of the Holy Spirit, things will be dislodged in the world system and enlarged in the word carriers. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to 2 Peter. Chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Now, let me introduce you to what will transpire in you today. There's a question I have to ask you to get prepared you for the revelation. How many of you here today would like to know how to win in every situation? How many of you here today would like to know how to win in every situation? Secondly, today, all faith tolling will come to an end. Your faith will not toll anymore. Let me say that again. How many of y'all been using your faith? Listen to what the Spirit of God is telling you. Today, all faith, T-O-I-L-I-N-G, tolling, come to an end. That means everyone on the sound of my voice step into triumphant faith this morning. Your faith will be triumphant in whatever you use it in. Are you listening to me? The Holy Ghost is putting you, or the Holy Ghost is putting your faith in a leaping position. You only walk by faith, you're going to leap by faith. You got to get some elementary stuff. You got leaping faith from this day forward. You'll be in one place at one time, and your faith so strong, you look up, you're somewhere else. Listen, all shame must leave you today. Any way the enemy has tried to bring shame on your life, it leaves today. You listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm preparing you for the message.
Yes, sir.
All unwon battles will turn in your favor now. Anything you were up against looked like you wasn't winning, it turned into your favor this morning. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Now I'm going to say that one more time. I need some more people to answer me. Because y'all letting it drop. All unwon battles will turn into your favor now. Notice what I didn't say. I didn't say tomorrow. while you sitting here. That which have been hindering you turn into your favor. You will step in your clear vision of your life, unchecked and undenied by any force. Let me go to the scripture. I'll give you the last part. What's going to happen? All your dramas will turn into dreams. That which have been dragging you going to turn into your delivery. Now, the ABCs of faith is, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and everything of things not seen. They tell you what faith is. Then how you get faith. So faith come by hearing, Romans 10, and hearing by the word of God. Mark 11, 23 and 24 tell you how to turn faith loose. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that the whole thing which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So that's the ABCs of faith. But it's time to go to from D to Z now. In faith. It's time to mature in faith. And so my assignment to this church and to the world is to teach a greater dimension of maturity in faith apostolically. So here's what I'm saying. Your faith government is about to change. Your faith has governing factors, spiritual governance factors in it. It can't be denied. But as long as you're in the ABC, you leave the other alphabets out. Maturing in faith is an emergency. Now, it's an emergency that you mature in faith.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For there are things coming you're not going to be able to handle if you don't have the rest of your faith. Now, you part of teaching this morning because it's another dimension. You are operating in ownership faith. Mark 11, 22. Jesus said, have faith in God. That means that your faith is synonymous with God. When your faith working right, it's God working. You got it? John 19:30 revealed to us that our faith is already finished. In other words, the promises of God, and you act on them in faith, they're already yours. According to Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly place in Christ Jesus. Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And then we talked about for a few moments, John 1:12, Romans 8:14, sonship faith. In other words, my faith turning into the Son. S-O-N. My faith turned my situation into Jesus. My faith turned me into Jesus when I'm working on a situation. Oh, y'all. I got to go find another crowd. Y'all ready to go? These aspects of maturing in faith, sonship faith, we're going to another maturity. Matter of fact, you've given me five more. I'm going to give you one this morning that are in the apostolic aspect of faith. So we began reading in 2 Peter. You're going to see Peter define himself as an apostle and a servant. Yeah. He's an apostle and a servant. And there are some words I want you to underline, because if you don't, when I start, you're not going to be able to keep up. Simon Peter, I'm in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, what he tell him, say, I'm about to take you to another level.
Yes, sir.
I'm not just a servant. I'm an apostle. Now, notice how you're going to be able to keep up. To them that have obtained, lack precious faith with us to the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. So this faith is precious. I'm going to give you an aspect of faith that is precious and righteous. It operates in righteousness. Faith that understands it has divine right, it can't see. There are some rights you can't see naturally, but your faith see them. Faith is an act of righteousness. Faith releases your divine rights. I'll give you the subject in a while. Divine rights overrule all demon power. Y'all should have had more. Oh my God. Faith releases my divine right, which gives me authority over all demonic power. Grace and peace, verse 2, be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So this morning, you're adding grace and peace to your faith. Only grace can hold peace in your faith.
Amen.
Somebody better answer me here. Because you know you're operating in divine favor, you're going to have peace. Decree this with me. Divine favor is flowing in my life. Right now. I don't care what you're going through. Look at verse 3 now. Man, I almost took off. According as his divine power, on the line, divine power, has given unto us all things that pertain unto life, not just life, and godliness, being like him. To the knowledge of him that have called us, look what he called us to, glory and virtue. Then we go in verse 4. Oh my goodness. Verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. That by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Underline partakers of the divine nature. Partakers, say it. Partakers, I'm a partaker of the divine nature. Now the last part of that verse is telling you, you listening? Last part of verse 4 is telling you, you have escaped everything that is not in your favor. You're already out of it. Write this note to yourself. My fate will not set S-I-T in no trap. Anything working against me, my faith would not set in it. My faith would not permit it. My faith is about to take me out. Having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. Now, verses 5 through 8 tell you some virtues and some things you have to add to your faith. Verse 9, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, as Hebrews 11 and 1. Had forgotten that he was purged from his sin. And those things, virtue, and things in verse 5 and 6, 7, tell you add, brotherly kindness, I might get to some of them. Now, this subject is a little long, boys. Y'all might have to work with it. I don't know. Turn to Hebrews 11 before I read. Hebrews 11 and 1 and Hebrews 11 and 3 before I start. Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So everything you're dealing with is not right. Remember, you got evidence that you're beyond that. Look at Hebrews 11 and 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds, in Genesis 1, God framed the world by faith. Yes, were framed by the word of God. So things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So faith life. Now, here's what I want to talk to you. That the Lord want to talk to you about. And you haven't heard this before. I'm going to tell you ahead of time. I was preaching in Chicago about ownership faith from Mark 11, 22, and a woman in the back held her hand up. I said, all right, now, sister, go ahead. You heard it? Come get up. She sat back down. Because I know she hadn't heard it. See, it's a matured aspect of apostolically God is revealing to the church about faith because we're in a season of the second coming of Christ. And there are a lot of things going to go on that your little normal faith is not going to handle it. So get ready to write. Operating in the divinity of faith releases my supernatural identity. Operating in the divinity, that's the word I want you to see, that your faith is divine. Your faith becomes synonymous with God. When you use it right, synonymous with Jesus, synonymous with the Holy Ghost, synonymous with the kingdom, synonymous with heaven. What? What? Say what? You see what you're carrying? Your faith carries the ability of God. The ability of Jesus, the ability of the Holy Spirit is in your faith. Your faith is divine. Your faith is designed to keep you on the incline, never decline. Faith activates your supernatural identity. Miracles, signs, and wonders follow the divinity of faith. It's supposed to be everyday action. It don't supposed to be in a special meeting. It's supposed to be in your back room on the other side of the house. Supernatural things are supposed to be happening. Operating, listen, because you didn't hear it all. Operating, listen, in the divinity of faith. He talked about it in 2 Peter. If you're a partaker of the divine nature, you can operate in divine faith. It includes exceeding great and precious promises that many have never seen yet because they're operating in regular faith. Matter of fact, to a degree, body of Christ, our faith has been raped. But by revelation this morning, your faith goes into resurrection. My divine nature. Remember you say you're a partaker of his divine nature, right? In that fool's voice, I think it was a fool's voice. Where it was, the fool's voice? Yeah. Might be partakers of the divine. No, and sometimes the Bible used that word might. Now, listen very carefully now. You can be a partaker of the divine nature, not partaking in it. You heard me? You can be a partaker of the divine nature, not partaking in it. Faith, the only thing. The spirit of faith is the only thing enable a believer to take part in their divine nature. My divine nature give me access to the use of divine faith grace. Divine faith grace. It's not the ABCs of faith. Y'all been saying the ABCs enough now. Divine grace of faith. There's a divine grace in my faith. There's divine favor built in my faith. There are divine privileges built in my faith. I am not a regular person. And I'm not just a churchgoer. I carry power wherever I go. Nothing can stop me nor mock me from this day forward. Listen very carefully, children. I'm hot with the Holy Ghost or what? If I feel a little warm. The do? The don't? Listen, because it's a danger zone here that you're missing out on something. Faith is not repeating information. Faith is participating in a divine transformation. Well, let me say the benediction then. Faith is not repeat. You know, not repeating information. Faith is not repeating the Bible. Faith is participating in a divine transformation. Faith, listen. Releases divine resurrection in every situation. Everything about to change in your favor. What I said? Now say your name. Everything is about to change in Jerry Dean's favor. What's your name here? You better not say Jerry Dean. You better say your name. In the spirit world, there's always divine activity going on. Today, our faith of divinity, you got that? Faith of divinity, that's what Pastor taught about, faith of divinity, will release exceedingly expectation. Oh my, I want to say this, the word of life, Christian. So you must be empowered not to be controlled. They coming. The world system, they coming to try to control you. You must be powerful enough to hear God, not to be controlled by no man. Not even preachers. Listen, I want to tell you, and I'm going to start giving you a principle from 2 Peter. If you're not empowered by your divine nature, you will be jumping everywhere in these days. Internet will have you jumping from one net to another net. Now listen, faith function in the realm of divinity. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Your faith is designed to function in miracles. Yes, sir. My faith is designed to function in signs, not a sign every now and then. I'm a sign going somewhere to happen. Are you listening?
Yes,
sir. We're talking about, I want to get it right. Operating
divinity of faith.
Divine faith.
Supernatural faith.
Releases
my supernatural identity.
Your religion just fainted. John 14:6. 3-4 divinity here. The divinity of faith. What I say? Open three doors to the supernatural. John 14:6. If you can read, you can see it. The divinity of faith opened three doors to the supernatural. Jesus said unto them, I am the way. There's a door. Whatever way you need at any given time, divinity of faith open that way. Now, your identity is also seen. I see it, Lord. When you say, I am the way, your identity is I am. Faith always say, I am. Faith don't never say, I'm going to be. Because the scripture says, faith, now faith. If it's not now faith, it's not faith. The truth is another door, supernatural door, that is open, that caused you to be free in every situation. Don't care how you feel. Don't care how things look. I'm operating by faith. I'm operating in the truth. I got a door, a true door open. Ooh, faith open truth door. Say it. Faith open truth door. Divine truth. So faith caused everything that is hindering me a lie. I won't be here long. Then the life. Jesus said to them, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. What the Spirit of God is saying. The divinity of faith opened all three of those doors. In every situation. In other words, whatever you're dealing with, there's a way, there's a truth, and there's a life in it. When you talk about life, you're talking about light. You see it? We're not talking about ABCs of faith now. We're talking about the divinity of your faith. Your faith is divine. Turn to John 15. Faith divinity connect my life to the true supernatural vine. John 15, 1. The true supernatural vine. So in life, I'm swinging from a supernatural vine. You can't hold me in no place. I'll swing out on you in a minute. From this day forward, you swinging in the supernatural. You don't like where you are, just catch the vine and swing on out of it. Satan cannot connect to your vine. You are able to swing out of play and Satan can't swing with you. John 15, I want you to write down your note. I'm just going to read the first verse, but it's 1 through 7. I am the true vine and my Father is the husband. Notice the identity again. I am. Jesus keep repeating I am because he wants you to know you are and I am. You brought your shouting glow?
Yes, sir.
I want y'all to hear this. Every unstable place in my life is being wrapped with divine faith favor now. Every unstable place in my life is being wrapped with divine faith favor now. Notice divine faith. You're not going to find that in many books. Because it's being written right now. Every unstable place. Wrapped with divine fate favor. Your fate moving to new government this morning. You're not only in ABC faith, but you're going in DZ, D to Z. You're maturing in faith. You hear me over there? You're maturing. You're not in the same place you were when you came here this morning. Because you're leaving out your operating in the divinity of faith. Faith make you a God to your situation. Faith make you a Jesus to your situation. Faith make you a Holy Ghost to your situation. Faith make you a kingdom citizen to your situation. Faith make you a person from heaven over your situation. All heaven backing you up. You listening?
Yes, sir.
My divine partnership with God is kept open by operating in my supernatural identity of faith. Let me give you that again now. Do it again. My divine partnership with God is kept open by operating in my supernatural identity of faith. Many things you have been trying to do You're going to step into it now. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'm going to start saying hallelujah, glory to God myself. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. You know what I'm hearing? Places that you thought you couldn't go, you're already gone. You back to 2 Peter? Go back to 2 Peter. Go to the fourth verse. Read this whole verse with me. Get there. I'm going to wait for you to get there so you're still turning. 2 Peter 1 and 4. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all are so slow. Jesus Christ, we ain't got no more out. You're still looking. Let's go ahead and read. Whereby, look, you look on the board. You can't find it. Look on the board. Whereby, given, come on, now you got to read it with, you got to read it listening. You know, you're not, you just read it now in the perspective that you're operating in divinity faith, divine faith. That's all 2 Peter, them first eight verses, that's what they're talking about. All right, you ready? Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now again, the Holy Spirit remind me that word might is in there.
Come on, come on.
That same word is in John 10:10. Look in John 10:10. Look in John 10:10. That word might is in there. If you don't get the proper teaching, you're not going there. How many Christians know about divinity faith? Tell me you was talking about it all your life. And I'll start praying for liars. Because it's apostolic. I know that some of you will oppose it because they won't take us back to the ABCs, but baby, we need to know our alphabet in the spirit now. And our alphabet's in faith, all right? All right, so you got it, all right. Listen, I'm going to give you a few more things. My faith divinity works under exceeding great and precious promises. My faith divinity. See, that will make it divine, exceeding, great, and precious. Exceeding, great, and precious. Promises. Abraham over 100, his wife 100, but they had this exceeding, great, and precious promise. You see, he was not weak in faith. But he was strong in faith. Couldn't see nothing in the natural. But he was fully persuaded that what God had promised. Oh, sick it now. He is also able to perform. Somebody get up and give God a jig on that. Because he's about to perform something in your life right now. Something you've been waiting on for a long time. It's about to happen up in here this day. Something good is happening to me right now. Come on, sir. Come on. Come on. Come on. Woo, glory to God. Yes, sir. That's $355 right there for his fruit. Come on, son. Glory to God. Hi. Yes, ma'am.
Glory to God. Big check here, Pop.
Big check. All right. $1,000 seed. It's so like they're out of their mind, but You ask them about their results. I feel the Holy Ghost. Who feel the Holy Ghost? I feel like I'm about to take another step. How about you? Woo, in life, man, in life, in life. I'm operating in divinity faith. And Peter explained, I'm partaking of his divine nature, exceeding great and precious promises. Can't operate in regular faith. Sit down, I'm gonna give you a few more points. My divine nature carries my divine right to be supernatural. You have a divine right to be supernatural. My God. Now, it's so much of this you can take at one time. I'm about to close in a few minutes. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I want you to think about your worst situation right now. And I want you to know it's being choked by the Holy Ghost this morning. I want you to know you have already moved in another position. Why are you sitting here? Not when you get there. You already moved already, because the glory and the power of God is in this place. And it's operating on you and in you right now and for you. Nothing normal. You're releasing your identity by operating in the divinity of faith. Faith is divine. Faith is not just a formula. Faith is not just facts. Faith is truth. When you learn how to seek Him, you won't have to worry about them. When you get so busy seeking God, blessing will have to interrupt you. I get interrupted all the time. I'm seeking God. I ain't seeking nothing. And blessing interrupt you. I told you a secret. I told you what Hebrews 11:6 says. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Seek Him. Seek Him. Not them, Him. Him got all of them with Him. Yeah. That's a $500 right there. Sit down and write this down. I'm going to close. Here are the ingredients of operating in the divinity of faith. Psalm 37:23. Turn there quickly. A good character. You got to have good character. You can't be hanging around with everybody. Psalm 37:23. One of the ingredients. You're going to have to let the Holy Spirit. I'm going to say it one more time. Psalm 37:23. You got to have good character. And they didn't lost their Bible. Come on up. Yes. I received. Yes, ma'am. That's $1,000 check right there. Feel the Holy Ghost. How many getting that? How many of y'all getting answers? How many of y'all glad you're here today? Psalm 37, 23, they finally found it. This is a $2,021 check. Then she left it open, sign it, wherever you want, send it. Good character. Psalm 37, 23, the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and he's delighted in his way. Amen?
Amen.
All right, the second ingredient in 1 Corinthians 2 now, 1 Corinthians 2, 9. In order to operate in the divinity of faith, not only do you have to have good character, but you have to have spiritual understanding. Yeah. Spiritual understanding. Because a lot of people are going to talk you out of it. Yes, church members, preachers, pulpits, priests, bishops will talk you out of it. You have to have spiritual understanding yourself. You got to stop letting everybody else get understanding for you.
Yes,
you got to know some things for yourself.
Yes,
I've trained this church. Don't be running to everybody. But it's written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither been into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Look at the 10th verse now. 1 Corinthians 2:10. But God. Here's your faith now. But God have revealed them unto us by his Spirit. I heard it, Lord. The divinity of faith is faith with revelation. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Spiritual understanding. Romans 8:14, here's another ingredient. Alert discipline. I don't supposed to be doing this. I don't supposed to be afraid. I don't supposed to be worrying like this. I don't supposed to be frustrated like this. What are you doing? Interrupt frustration. Interrupt worry.
Yes, sir.
Interrupt fail.
Yes.
When you operate in divinity faith. That which was going to bring worry to you, you interrupt it. Say, no, you don't. There, where that come from? Romans 8:14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Oh, I like this next one, this next ingredient. I've given you good character, right? Spiritual understanding, right? Alert discipline. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Now listen to the next one. You need this next one. Turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. Passionate patience. Passionate patience. Wait on him like you know you love him. He loves you. Wait on him. No, he's not going to ever let you down. You have need a patience that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Wait on him. For you have need a patience that after you've done the will of God, ye might, that word might again. Come on, children. Might receive the promise. Might receive and might not. You need patience. That's all right, young man. Just $300. He training her right. Patience. Stop being impatient because it have not physically happened yet. It already has happened. It just haven't manifested yet. But you have done the will of God, and God cannot lie. God is not a man. If he said it, woo, he will make it good. So wait on him. What Isaiah 41, 40, 31 say? Isaiah 40, 31 say? Put that up there. Isaiah 40, 31. I believe that's a scripture. Isaiah 40, 31. Is that a scripture? They that wait upon the Lord. Come on, daughter. Yes, ma'am, I receive. That's $500. They that wait upon the Lord. You got to learn how to wait. I receive. It's a $100 check. I receive. They that wait. Do you know how to wait? See, look like nothing happening. Look like your prayer haven't been heard. Look like your faith not working. But you know it's working. So you're waiting on the Lord. You're not waiting on the manifestation. You're waiting on the Lord. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. You about to fly, baby. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Everything you believe in for, you don't have manifested in the natural. Yes, already. It's a temporary delay. Sometime before God can let us have something, he got to teach us something. Because he don't want you what you're trying to have you. So you have to have patience because it's coming, baby. You heard what I said? Yeah. You got to have patience because it's coming. Everything you believe God for comes to you right now. It's a $100 check. Coming right now. But you got to have patience because you're working in the divinity of faith. You're leaving here, Word of Life Christian Center this morning. Those online, all over the world. You're leaving with a revelation of where my man from Buck do all the witnessing? India? Yeah, he's waving at me. In India. He's leaving with he's gonna walk the streets of India in the divinity of faith. Now everybody don't have this. You never heard of it. See, you can't add or take away the Bible, but God haven't told us all he's going to tell us. There are certain things by revelation God going to tell us because of the times. This is not something to sling. As according, I'm operating in divinity of faith. It's something you got to do, baby. And you got to know and you got to have understanding, all right? Mm-hmm. Let me try to close here. Passionate patient. Did we go to the 37th, Hebrew 10, 37? Did I go there? Yes. I went there? Somebody said, yeah. Hebrew 10, 37. Did I go there? Let's go to Hebrew 10, 37. I went to 36, right? For yet a little while. He that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now, that is not just talking about the second coming of Christ. That's talking about your faith manifesting. Yeah. You get to the point, tell God, hold up, let me breathe a little bit. All of y'all about to go there. I pronounce it on you today. The blessing going to be coming so fast, you're going to have to tell God, hold up, let me breathe a little bit. You better hear what I'm saying here this morning. You better hear what God prophetically is speaking over you. The blessing will start coming so fast. You're not going to be able to breathe. All right, daughter. It's $100 right there. It's a love offering. Where are you from? All right.
God put you on my heart and I came here.
You can't. What happened?
I said, God put you on my heart, so I came here.
I'm glad to have you. Glad to have you. Sit down. Let me give you another one now. Turn to Hebrews chapter 2. Okay, here's another thing that divinity faith carries. Yes, ma'am. Where are you from?
Houston, Texas.
Houston?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. That's $1,000 check all the way from Houston. They're coming from everywhere. I got partners coming in about 1,000 now. It's coming in, partners from everywhere. Every country, every week. Now, you got to be in tune to hear what I'm saying now. You in Hebrews 2:4? Hebrews 2:4. Reverent wonders. Reverent wonders. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. You see, in your faith now, the divinity of faith is going to have reverent wonders. Warm friendliness has to be in your faith. Generous love. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. 1 Corinthians 13, generous love will have to be in your faith. So let's wrap it up. You have obtained like precious faith, right? Raise your hand. You are empowered with God's righteousness of salvation. Number two, you are operating in multiplied grace and peace. Number three, in knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Divine power is given unto me. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You heard that? Say it. Divine power is given to me. No other power can stop me anymore. I believe God report. Good God Almighty. God say, I'm blessed. Yes, ma'am. I received your seed. $200. Well. I am a partaker of the divine nature. Having escaped the corruption that's in the world. You understand? Say this, operating in the divinity of faith
releases
my
supernatural
identity. Your faith will never be the same again. See, you understanding, you sat in that chair without any question because you had faith, natural faith, that church would hold. We're not talking about that. We're talking about sitting where no chair is. You understand what I'm saying? Don't look like I got a seat, but I know I got a seat. And no one's gonna hold you. See, that's what we're talking about. See, that's the divinity of faith. It takes you in a zone that you really can't explain. But I want to tell you, every person in the sound of my voice, you got it. You're a child of God. God has put it in you this morning. And things are going to start happening for you in ways that you have never seen before. I'm going to tell you now, you're not going to be able to explain everything happening to you. Some people, you're not going to be able to talk to them about it. Because they're going to think you're out your mind. And you really are. You're in another zone. You got it? Let me say something with you. Stand up. Let me say something with you. I'm walking in divine faith.
I'm walking in divine faith.
My faith is supernatural.
My faith is supernatural.
There's absolutely nothing.
My faith
cannot produce.
My faith
is in God.
And as I trust God, supernatural
things
will become
normal
in my life.
That's how I should live.
Supernatural.
Every day.
Led
by the Spirit.
Fed
by the Spirit.
Guided
by the Spirit.
I denounce
anything in my life
that did not come from God.
I trust the Lord
with all my heart,
and I lean not
to my own understanding.
It is the church time.
It's the believer time.
It's the people of God time.
We have
to take over now
by faith,
being led by the Spirit,
walking in the anointing,
speaking the blood,
declaring
the glory of God,
yielding to the angels,
the angels yielding to us.
We walk by faith
and not by sight.
We're led by the Spirit
and not by the world.
Hallelujah.
I'll come to you. And I receive. It's a $200 check.
Hallelujah.
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 Somebody make some noise here. Some noise in here. Yes, ma'am.